Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
Cash Lovett joining us now. Cash, we just got done listening to Jake Murren's terrible Christmas movie takes last segment. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Believe it or not, I'm a little bit old school. The claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is going to be my favorite one.
See, I like this. I like these developments. Year Without Santa Claus, also very good. I like these.
You know, and then obviously the number two, it is a Christmas movie. Die Hard, just it's got everything that you want.
Die Hard's a good movie. I am against the Die Hard being a Christmas movie, but that's a debate for another day. I'll let this one lie. I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to let you have it for today. I don't want to get into that debate today. But a lot of stuff coming up here, Cash. Obviously, plenty of football. When we're on the topic of Christmas movies, a lot of NFL games coming up tomorrow. I'll tell you right now, I'm not even going to compare NBA NFL. I'm going to tell you what the games that are on that slate, would you rather watch that or a Christmas movie?
Christmas movie. Let's go ahead with all the everything that we've seen come from all these injuries and stuff. Like, Netflix has got to be just crying, right? I mean, obviously,
I would
crying
think so,
in the bundles
yeah.
of money.
Yeah, I mean, not so bad. They're still going to make a ton of money. A ton of people are going to tune in, but not good football. Not good football being played tomorrow. A lot of backup quarterbacks, third-string quarterbacks. We don't like that. All right, Cash, let's take a look at some of these games, though. Let's get into some of these. We'll start with the Browns coming up on Sunday. Steelers at Browns. I got two games, and I've had three wins so far this season. Are you bringing me good news or bad news?
Probably bad news, as I think I've been around wrong on the Browns for the past 7 weeks, but I'm going with the Browns on the money line. Like, Pittsburgh just lost DK. They're not really going to have much of a passing attack. Who better to break the sack record against than a rival that Myles Garrett has had some, let's say, controversial things against with old Pittsburgh? Let's go ahead, ruin their season, get one more win on the season. Browns, money line, plus 140.
I like it. I'm all in on this. This is what I like to hear. This is the change, right? Normally you're in with Nick and JP. I don't know, something there might just be off. We're in today, Cash. This is going to be the time you get it right. We're gonna end on a happy note here.
Yes, we are.
college football, obviously, right around the corner. College football playoffs. But New Year's Eve, before we get there, we got to watch Ohio State beat Michigan. Obviously, Michigan going through things of their own. Before the college football playoffs start and we see Ohio State play, Michigan takes on the preseason Don champions of Texas, who are not in the college football playoffs. Do Ohio State fans get to be happy and watch Michigan lose one more time?
Look, this is my last week on. Obviously, I'm going to have to do Texas. We are 7-point favorites. We are absolutely going to destroy Michigan. We've played them the last three times, twice in the Rose Bowl. Once last year, and it's just not even a competition. Michigan is going to get buried by more than 7, and they're going to be left wondering, are they a premier program by the end of this game?
That's what I liked here. No head coach in sight. We just got to keep pushing that one down the road. Keep kicking the can. We're perfectly fine with it over here.
Absolutely. Barcelona was going to stay. He's going to play for nobody, and they're going to continue losing 3 to 4 games each and every year.
I like it. Obviously, on very shortly after that, Ohio State gets to play in the college football playoffs. Miami getting, I struggled to call it much of an upset win, but it was an upset win in the first round of the college football playoffs. Did you see anything from Miami to give them hope against the Buckeyes and Julian Sain and crew?
I did. And this is might just be a little bit of the hater in me, but I like Miami on the money line just as a value play at plus 280. Ohio State struggled against a tough Texas rush defense and just defense in general. Julian Sain played it very safe. Ryan Day is already demoted. Brian Hartline. I'm going to be interested to see if he gets a little tight while he's calling these plays. So hopefully it's nothing too big. It seems about neutral travel right there in Texas. I'm going to say Miami on the money line plus 280 as a value play.
All right, Cash, I'm sorry. I have to take back the part where we said you were going to be right on the Browns. I'll sacrifice a win in the 3-12 to get Ohio State to the next round. I have to take it back. I can't root for a Browns win over an Ohio State playoff win. Just doesn't work that way.
We don't have to get all five. We're playing a little bit of value here, trying to get back up at the end of the season. Like, I had to go big on the last one.
Listen, I can't blame you, all right? As a gambling man, I cannot blame you for chasing a good money line.
Absolutely.
Yeah, more college football playoffs, obviously, in the mix. Oregon, Texas Tech. Oregon had a cakewalk of a first matchup against the group of five. Texas Tech was awaiting, pretty much knew it was going to be Oregon. Was the tune-up game enough for the Ducks?
For me, it was not. All I've heard is people talk about how fantastic Oregon looked playing against just a JV squad. Like, I absolutely love James Madison. I'm not mad that they got in over Texas and everybody else, Notre Dame. But they were just so small. They couldn't move the ball. Oregon kept the quarterback in the entire game, Dante Moore. I don't think that they've seen a defense like Texas Tech, even playing against Indiana. They're going to be able to shut it down, destroy the running game. Texas Tech on the money line, plus 105.
All right. And last one. Cash, Alabama, Kalen DeBoer did look good against Oklahoma in the first one. Obviously, Indiana coming off being the number one ranked team for the first time in program history, won the Big Ten title game against Ohio State. Is Alabama and Kalen DeBoer, is this going to be the upset story, the prime upset story that people are looking at in the college football playoffs?
To me, it will be the second upset story, as we already have Miami advancing, and I think the Big Ten is about to get absolutely shut out. This one, again, is just, if we looked at this at the beginning of the season and said Alabama is getting 7 points to Indiana, I don't think that there's anybody not laying for the plus 7. Like, it's just an absolutely insane thing for me to look at. Alabama's going to be able to throw the ball all over Indiana. I think they're going to struggle a little bit. As we saw, they put up 13 points against Ohio State. They put up, I think, 16 against Iowa. Alabama has a defense that is on par with those with a better offense coming out with DeBoer. Give me Alabama on the money line, plus 200. Again, just an absolute value play that I can't turn down.
I love the chase it. I love it. I love going after the plus money lines. I was doing some of that myself yesterday. I made very little money doing so, but I did make money, so that's the plus.
There we go.
That's what we like, right, Cash?
Yeah, I mean, if we hit two of these, then we're already sitting pretty.
That's what I like to hear. All right, I always appreciate you jumping in, giving us the thoughts. It was good to have you on this year. We did get to talk multiple times this year, so that was good. And holiday season, I do hope you enjoy your holidays.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute blast, and hopefully we're able to get something together next year.
No doubt about it. Appreciate it, Cash.
All right. Go Army.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
All right. That was Cash. I mean, a lot of upset picks. I don't love a little plus money, okay? I'm not going to lie. As a gambling man, I love a little plus money. I'm out on the Ohio State. It's Ohio State till we die. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I liked a little plus money, too. And like out.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Alabama in there, so I like that. But I do want to get back to a Browns. Cash was high on them, but this is obviously a big game for Shador. And I think in a lot of ways, this game does kind of change the perspective that we have in going through and looking at what this is going to be, right? Because, again, I think a lot of people are in the same idea of week 18 is going to be what people fear that this week could be with the Ravens loss, which is no Joe Burrow, no Jamar Chase, no T. Higgins. They basically sit anybody of consequence, and they go through in – what are you really gaining out of that? It's a terrible defense to begin with. And then if they're sitting people down, it's hard to get a true evaluation. It's been hard to get one with this offense and how bad the line's been. It's also hard to get one when the defense that's out there is not basically anything to fear. And it's even less than, you know, one of the worst defenses in the NFL already, to the point where I think this game does become, in a lot of people's eyes, in very much so unfairly, probably a referendum for Shador Sanders. Like, a lot of people have their minds kind of made up, but I think anybody that's sitting in the middle right now is going to use this game to determine, okay, here's what we have. Here's what it's going to be, and this is going to be our final test. Because if you're going to throw out week 18, I think a lot of people are going to latch on to this idea of this was the last time that I saw Shador play. And people are going to be able to run with the fact of, all right, well, you throw away week 18. If Shador played really well, well, of course we should go through and just continue this thing in the positive direction and say, hey, just keep moving forward with it, right? Like, don't worry about drafting a quarterback. Look how good he looked against the Steelers. Hey, you want to see more of that in an offseason to improve. And I think there's going to be a lot of people on the other side that if this game comes out and Shador does not look great in it, then a lot of people are going to be left with a sour taste in their mouth. And it's going to be, well, there you go, playing a divisional opponent. There you go, playing a divisional opponent whose defense has been better as of late, but is a year across the board, haven't been all that good. Is that something that we can run forward with? And this is where everybody's going to get it wrong. Like, Sunday can't become a referendum. Week 18 can't become a referendum. The Bills game, you can't pick out one singular game out of this sample size and make your decision. Like, if you listened to Overtime, you know I'm a Shador fan. I like Shador Sanders. If it was up to me in 2026, yes, I would be moving forward with Shador as my quarterback. Not just because I actually have faith in him, but also because, my God, you need some help on the offensive side of the ball outside of quarterback as well. But I think that if you don't just take the entire body of work and you go, okay, let's take a look at what he's done, and you break down the fact that, yeah, there's been improvements every week. No, it's not a linear progression. Yes, there's some bumps in the road. Is he a perfect quarterback? I wouldn't have said that to get, you know, going into this draft, and I'm certainly not saying it, you know, coming out of this year. I also think that you just look around. It's like, if you pick out and you want to cherry pick games, there's arguments to be made in every single direction on this. Like, you can pick out the Chicago game. Every Shador denier is going to have that game, you know, pulled up and be like, well, look at this. Best defense that he played in the entire time that he was playing. If this is what happened, and I'm sure everyone on the Shador side is going to pull up the Tennessee game and go, how many rookie quarterbacks threw for 364 yards and accounted for 4 touchdowns? To the point where, like, okay, those games cancel each other out. Like, you had a really bad game and you had a really good game. That's okay. That's what's going to happen, not just among rookie quarterbacks, but among quarterbacks in this league. There's going to be great games that you play, and there's going to be really bad games that you play. And that goes for guys who are competing for NFL MVPs all the way down to, I was going to bring up Max Brosmer, but I don't know that we're actually going to see a good Max Brosmer game ever in his career. So we're not going to go there, but you take your low-end starters. There's going to be good games, and there's going to be bad games. It's about the entire body of work. This cannot become a referendum of Shador in one game, and you can't cherry pick your game. You look at the entire thing. And again, I think what you're looking at right now is, at the very least, you're going to walk away from this. If Shador plays even just fine in the next two games, you're going to walk away saying it's intriguing to see more. Right? I like the idea of potentially seeing what Shador has. Doesn't mean that 100% you're not drafting a quarterback, but I think if you walk away from these, if these two games aren't bad and you just go, there's no chance I'm moving forward with that, I mean, I think you're basically just looking for a reason not to see it. But that's the body of work. That's not just the Titans game. That's not anything in particular. That's looking at the five games he's played so far and saying, yeah, I'm interested. Let's see how the draft shakes out. 216-474-0092. Will Sunday be viewed as a referendum for Shador Sanders? Plus, we have Daryl Ryder on coming up at 5:20, and he was on this morning alongside Lance Risley. And I don't know necessarily I can agree with his take on Kevin Stefanski. It's coming your way in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick filling in for Nick and JP right here on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.